I second. This is Ken. I second the motion.
Okay, Aaron is the second. Thank you. Discussion?
I have a question for the chair.
Sure. Is that Lydia?
Yes. So is Marcel's motion a substitute motion? I know that when the chair requested online that motions be submitted on this issue in order to address the issues, I don't know what the chair had in mind.
You know, the chair had in mind at least that we have specific parameters set as to the number of people in the committee, as other committees of search committees that I've served on, where we did say this is how many members are on the committee, this, you know, et cetera. I guess if we were to take them in order, I do believe Bill's came through first and then Marcel's, so we could handle it as a substitute motion. This is true, because...
I object as it being a substitute motion, because this is just a refinement of a motion that's already been approved.
Okay.
You can't have a substitute to an approved motion. So this is just an addendum to the motion to form a committee, a search committee.
Okay,
so I don't see that the other motion is a substitute to this motion. A substitute to this motion would be that God
there'll
will decide
nine
who the members will be, or there'll be 14 members,
there'll
or
be
there'll
nine
be
members,
no members.
Yeah.
Or only non-members of the PNB can be a party. It would have something to do with the membership of the search committee that was already approved at the previous PNB meeting.
Okay.
This is a point of order.
Go ahead.
You know, I really think that Ken needs to be wait. Ken needs
I
to
object.
Wait.
I object to the personal attack. I am following Robert's rules.
I
do not need to be identified and attacked for following Robert's rules.
Okay, folks.
Pardon me.
Okay, yes. And I'm looking, you know, they address different issues entirely. So just let me go through here.
And Summer, I have one more question. I don't know if we have the meetings from the last minute. I thought I noticed to rescind. I've done it on a number of things lately, so.
You did notice a motion to rescind, but I think it's one of those things we have to take up in closed session because it's regarding personnel. So,
okay,
yeah.
I got it.
And if it isn't on the agenda, we'll take care of that when we get there, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. I've been relying on Bill for, you know, help again with the getting the agendas together. So, and an excellent job. Thank you, because you see there are a ton of motions here. So, all right, I need to make a ruling on this. They're significantly different motions. Interestingly, one could take a, let's see, just a second. I've just got to ask you to give me a moment to make a decision on this.
Okay.
The next
Summer,
one
probably
involves things that I don't even know that we could even bring into the situation, like a member of Germanuel. I cannot, frankly, see how that would even functionally occur with a third-party contractor, quite frankly. So, yes, go ahead, Tracy.
It's okay. Why don't you complete your ruling, but if you could put me on the stack right afterwards. I didn't realize you were actually ruling, so go ahead
No, I can hear you. I apologize. You know, I'm being deliberative here, but I need to make, you know, I mean, there are some issues with the secondary motion that would have issues by itself, whether or not it's a substitute or a separate one entirely. Go ahead.
No, it's, yeah, no,
anyway.
I would like you to, I would like you to
thank
proceed.
You.
Just put
okay,
me on the stack afterwards.
Okay, I'm going to handle these as two separate motions because the second one is so different in its composition. I don't know that it's actually a substitute for the first. I mean, a real substitute would be something along the lines of, you know, the committee should be 5 members or 14 members. Like, you know, I mean, that sort of thing is a straight-up substitute. And this is a very different motion in terms of the composition. So I think we'll just handle them as two separate motions. So we'll vote on the first one. We'll see if it comes up or down. Okay, and then... and we can vote on the second one. I mean, I see real problems in the composition of the second one, frankly. I might even have to rule some part of that out of order, potentially, but I'll think about that in a second. Okay, I'm going to treat them as two separate motions since it's of a significantly different character. And I think Roberts would allow that based on the idea that a substitute should be substantial. Yeah, I think I'm going to rule that they're two separate motions. And someone can challenge me, okay, because I'm feeling my way through this one. It's very different, though. Go ahead, Tracy.
This may be something that we can put on the shelf for when we get to it, but I am going to introduce a point of order regarding the second motion being essentially out of order. Because to because we passed a motion stating that the search committee would be newly collected by the PNB and would not be the personnel committee. So in a sense, this motion is contradicting a motion we've already passed. And I don't think you can really entertain it on the floor until and if you rescind the previous motion. I mean, otherwise we would just do, you know, battling motions back and forth after everything that we passed. If we've passed something, that's the policy. So if and when we get to it, I will put a point of order on the floor that I believe the motion is out of order.
Okay, thank you.
But we're not up to it, so
no, we'll
just leave that somewhere else.
And there are other issues with the composition of the motion that would create potentially other legal issues in terms of the search committee, in terms of having subordinates choose their employer, which could be problematic in terms of interested party issues. So all of the above. Okay, when we get there, we'll get there. First motion's on the floor. Okay, we'll vote on that one. Then we'll go to the second motion. If you have the point of order to raise, you can raise it at that point. So the motion on the floor is the short one from Bill Crozier: the ED CFO search committee shall be composed of 7 members elected by an STB vote by members of the PNB. It was seconded by Aaron. Discussion? Are we past time? Should we vote? And if there's no discussion, you know I'm always happy for us to go to a vote. So if you support that motion, then vote yes. If you do not, then vote no. Or yes, abstain. Who is that? Afia, go ahead, please.
Yes, I moved that the number be 9 instead of 7.
Okay, so that's a substitute motion for 9, yes?
Okay,
is there a second for the substitute?
Second.
Who is the second? Bithune?
Second, Revelin.
That was, okay, Revelin, I thought I heard Wesley. Okay. Okay, so Bithune for the second. Thank you. And is there any debate on this, or shall we go to a vote on the substitute and then the main?
Okay. This is Ken. I did want to make a comment.
Go ahead, please.
Whereas this is a one-task or two-task committee, it's not something that's going to meet all year, and it's the work of the committee will be approved by the full PNB. I think the tighter the committee, the more effective it's going to be, the easier it's going to be for them to meet. And this is a new committee, which will be populated by PNB members that are already doing yeoman's duties on all these other committees. So keeping it down to 7 is the appropriate thing to do. Increasing it to 9, it will add no benefit.
Okay,
that's my opinion.
Who wishes to speak?
Wesley.
Afia. Afia, would you like to motivate? Go ahead, Afia. Go ahead.
Wesley.
I'm having trouble hearing you. I can hear Wesley. I'll put you on after Afia, okay? Go ahead. Go ahead, Afia.
In light of the fact that it is a new committee, and it's a change certainly from the last practice method that was used to search and hire an ED, and given the shortness of time, I think that having 9 as opposed to 7 allows for greater efficiency, faster processing of the various steps that are involved in doing a search and processing applications, hopefully the large number of applications coming in. So it has a more practical effect and I think gives a better probability of resolving the issue in a more timely fashion rather than having it drag on interminably.
Thank you. Anyone else for the stack?
We're time.
Okay, thank you. Anyone to extend time, or shall we go to a vote?
Look here. Yeah, I was going to call it.
5 minutes.
Afia, 5 minutes. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Who is the second?
Nia. That was Nia.
Nia, okay, thank you. Any objections? Okay, there's an objection. Okay, folks, we know how this goes. Let's rock and roll through it. Okay, so there's a motion on the floor to extend time 5 minutes. There's an objection. Let's not debate. Let's vote, please. If you want to extend 5 minutes for further debate, then vote yes. If you do not, vote no, and we will go to the substitute motion on the floor, and then whatever is the underlying main motion at that point. Mr. Vice Chair, can you call the vote on this, please? Thank you. This
okay,
is on
can
the motion to extend
no.
5 minutes.
I vote no on extending.
Yes. Yeah. 10 votes no. Evan Alsame?
No.
Thank you. Teresa Allen? Kateri Teresa? Nia Bediako?
Teresa says no.
Okay, thank you. Nia?
Yes. Hello?
Okay. Okay, gotcha. Yes. Thank you, Nia. Wesley Bethune?
No.
Thank you. Carolyn Burden?
No.
Thank you, Lydia Brisson.
Yes.
Thank you. Bill Crozier votes no. Kathy Davis?
No.
Thank you, Revelyn Gold. Can't hear you, Revelyn. Heather Gray?
No.
Thank you. Campbell Johnson?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you. Ali Lexa?
No.
Thank you. Afia Wangaza?
Revelyn votes yes. Hello?
Okay, Revelyn votes yes. Thank you.
Yes.
Afia?
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, Afia votes yes. Thank you. Laura Priebus?
Yes.
Thank you. Marcel Reed?
Yes.
Thank you. George Ryder, are you here? Can't hear you, George. Tracy Rosenberg? Tracy?
I vote no.
Thank you. Dan Siegel? Dan?
Sorry, I keep signing off here. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Alex Steinberg?
No.
Thank you. Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, yeses. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Noes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10,
wait,
11.
Wait, can you count my yes? This is Lydia.
Lydia, yeah, I got you as a yes.
Okay. So please note that I'm on the call. This is Andrea.
Hello?
Yeah, we got you, Andrea. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Summer?
Uh-huh.
I have a point of information. I have no idea why all of a sudden folks can't hear me. Maybe I'm being muted sporadically, but I have a point of information.
Go ahead. Are we done with the vote call, Bill?
Yes, it failed. The motion to extend time failed.
Thank you. Okay, what's your point of information? Thank you.
Okay. This says, quote, the ED CFO search committee shall be composed of 7 members elected by an email SDV vote by members of the PNB. Who, pray tell, are these 7 members? Where are they coming from? Because all this is saying that the PNB members, right, will determine who these 7 people are. So who are these 7 people?
Presumptively, they're directors of on the board. Is that your intent, Bill?
Well, I think this motion needs to be rewritten. I think it needs to be rewritten because it does not say that.
It seems pretty straightforward and clear to me, but if you want to insert the word directors, then go ahead and do that, Bill.
What was pretty straightforward to me is that there's 7 members, and we're going to vote on the 7 members. Those members could come from anywhere. That's what's straightforward.
Okay. All right, Bill, do you want to change the language from member to directors so that it's clear?
Right.
Thank you, Nia. Okay, so now that brings us to the motions on the floor. So we have a substitute for 9 and an underlying main motion for 7, and we all know how this works. We'll vote on the substitute first. If you support the substitute, then vote yes. If you do not, vote no. Either way, we'll then go to the main motion. If you have voted yes on the substitute, it becomes the main motion. Then we take a second vote.
Point of information, Madam Chair?
Yes. It's not a substitute motion. It's an amendment by Afia Wangasa. Am I correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So is it an amendment?
It's a substitute.
I thought it was an amendment. She called it an amendment, but I'm... Well, okay. I should have this on the tip of my mind, an amendment or a substitute. No, because it's a substitute, because they have substantively different issues. Yeah, because an amendment would change something in the original motion, but it would otherwise still be the original motion. This one changes the actual number of people, so it's a different motion.
Thank you.
Madam Chair. Sure. Of course. Thank you. I had to think about that for a second. Okay, so the substitute on the floor is for 9 directors from the PNB to compose this ED/CFO search committee. And if you support that, then you vote yes on that. If you do not, then you vote no. And whichever way that goes, then we vote again, either on, if it's been defeated, the main motion for 7 members, or if it's been upheld, then that becomes the main motion for 9 members. Okay? So that's where we're at. So the first thing on the floor is 9 members, and depending on how that goes, 7. So if you support 9, vote yes. If you do not, vote no. Mr. Vice Chair, could you call the roll, please, on the substitute for 9 directors to compose the ED/CFO search committee?
Okay. Can you run?
No.
Thank you. Adan Asameh?
No.
Thank you. Teresa Allen?
Teresa says no.
Thank you. Nia Bediako?
Yes.
Thank you. Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Thank you. Carolyn Burden?
No.
Thank you. Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Thank you. Bill Crozier votes no. Kathy Davis?
No.
Thank you. Revlon Gold?
Yes.
Thank you. Heather Gray?
No.
Thank you. Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Thank you. Ali Alexa?
No.
Thank you. Afia Wangasa?
Yes.
Thank you. Laura Privis? Can't hear you, Laura. Oh, yes? Okay. Okay, you voted yes. Marcel Reed?
Yes.
Thank you. George Reiter? Not here. Tracy Rosenberg?
Did you call me, Bill?
Yeah, Tracy,
yes,
how do you vote?
Yes, I vote no.
You vote no, okay. Dan Siegel? Dan? Can't hear you, Dan.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. How did you vote, Dan? Can't hear you, Dan. Alex Steinberg?
Yes?
I vote no.
Can you hear me?
Okay. Okay, Alex votes no, and yeah, now I hear you, Dan.
Sorry.
How do you vote?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, Dan votes yes. Thank you. Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, yeses. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Noes. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
I'm sorry.
Anybody want to check me?
Did you just say 10?
Tie.
I found a tie.
If it's a tie, that a motion, then the amendment fails.
It does. So we're to the main motion then. So the main motion on the floor, if no one is saying the numbers are wrong. Okay, so the motion fails. And the main motion on the floor now is that that committee be composed of 7 directors from the board. And if you support that, then vote yes. And if you do not, vote no. Mr. Vice Chair, can you call the roll again, please?
Okay, hold on a second. Okay, can you run?
Yes.
Thank you. Ivan Asambay?
Yes.
Thank you. Teresa Allen?
Yes.
Thank you. Nia Bediako?
No.
Thank you. Wesley Bethune?
No.
Correct. Okay, Nia votes no. Wesley?
No.
Thank you. Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Thank you. Lydia Brazon?
No.
Thank you. Bill Crozier votes yes. Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Thank you. Revlon Gold?
No.
Thank you. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Thank you. Campbell Johnson?
No.
Thank you. Ali Alexa?
Yes.
Thank you. Effie Owangaza?
No.
Thank you. Laura Priebus?
No.
Laura?
I'm sorry,
that was
no.
A no? Okay.
Yes, it was a no.
Thank you. Okay, got you as a no. Marcel Reed?
No.
Thank you. George Ryder? Still not here. Tracy Rosenberg?
I vote no.
Vote no? Okay. Dan Siegel?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Well, Tracy, was that you that voted no, or it sounded like somebody else?
I vote no.
It's hard for me to hear you.
It doesn't sound like Tracy.
Hi, Bill. This is Tracy, and I'm voting no. Okay, is that clear enough?
Okay.
On no, on what?
Yes, you guys are right. I'm sorry. I lost the thread. Yes, I'm voting yes. Of course, yes.
Yeah, that's why we got all this experience.
Alex Steinberg.
Thank you, guys.
It's very hard to hear is one of the problems. I think somebody's in a very noisy environment. Sorry. Go on.
Yeah. It's me. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Thank you. The vote is yes.
Thank you.
Okay, Alex?
Yes.
Okay,
I didn't
you.
Hear Dan's vote, Bill. How did Dan vote?
Dan voted. Oh, Dan,
no.
Did you vote yes?
He voted no.
I voted no.
Dan voted no? Okay,
I heard him say
you.
Yes.
I heard him say
what
no.
Dan,
hold on.
Dan, what did you say?
Yes.
Thank
Actually, why don't we take a vote on how I voted?
Okay, so how did you vote?
No.
Okay. Dear Lord, help
okay,
us.
I thought I heard
okay.
a yes, but may have been somebody else's voice. Okay.
That's quite possible. I've been having
no.
trouble hearing.
Dan
yeah,
votes no.
Crazy.
Alex votes yes. Andrea Turner?
No.
No. Yeses. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Noes. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
It's tied?
Yes.
Okay, I'll bring
it
tied.
We have 11 on the yeses.
Do
we
you
have Tracy,
check.
Ken, Allie, Bill,
name is the last
Teresa.
Vote.
We're going to make it 11. Make it what you wanted. I mean,
no,
I don't
no,
understand.
Folks, come on, I don't understand this. Sometimes we frequently have to recount a vote, not because anybody's making it anything, but because these are stressful, long phone calls in which we have trouble hearing each other. So please, rather than count, somebody double-check the vote. Thank you.
This is Ify. I have 10 people on every vote, so that's 10 and 10.
Okay,
I don't understand.
We have 10 and 10 on this vote.
It is 10. Did you not just
tie? I was incorrect. It's 10. 10 yes.
Thank you. Okay. And Madam Secretary, you concur. It's 10.
Thanks. World is still round.
You're loud and wrong.
Okay, folks. Thank you. So,
some of us are
the
rude.
The motion is tied. Is that correct?
That's
yes.
correct.
Okay, let me break. I will break the tie. No, the motion doesn't fail. I will vote yes on the composition of the committee being 7 people. Okay. I'm sorry.
Did you have recused yourself, Summer?
I am not an interested person on the number of people involved in the composition of a committee. I'm not voting on anything relative to myself. We're voting on the number of people on a body. I've run this past by the lawyer so many times. I mean, if we were voting on my compensation, I'd be an interested person. We're not. So I can still break ties as to things of this nature. This is procedural in nature. So I will vote to support the motion because we have to have some size. I could care less personally if it was 7 or 9 or 11. I do not care which size the committee is, but I do think it has to have parameters, or we won't move forward with the work of the committee. It has to move forward.
I'd like to make a comment.
Yes, of course.
First of all, you are not
disinterested person, it's clear that you intend to apply for the position. Given the level of manipulation that we're observing, it's clearly easier to manage seven people than it is to manage nine. So you
I would like you to clarify what manipulation you're observing, please.
Now, can she finish her sentence?
Then
it's clearly what?
In fact, she just interrupted my. There is a direct. You have a direct interest in the number of people that are serving on the committee and the number of people that you have to convince to give you whatever it is that you ultimately ask for. So you have an interest, and it's a glaring conflict of interest. And even if your legal information supports your serving as chair and presiding over this process, it smells to high heaven, and is quite questionable. I find it indeed offensive.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. I'm able to take a lot of flack and criticism, and I don't find seeing into it that we actually accomplished the work of the board to be offensive. I will not take offense at your statement, although I certainly could call for a moment of personal privilege. I don't frankly think that's necessary. Well, within the legal parameters of the ruling, and I'm going to break the tie, and that's that. So we have the next motion on the floor. And the next motion on the floor, I'm probably going to have to make a decision about that one as well. And many people have done this before me. I did the way Pacifica runs, okay? So, and I will continue to make what I think are fair and ethical rulings, and that's what I do. Any aspersions on my character, I am sorry that you feel it is necessary to do that. I disagree with you, but I can leave it at that. Okay, and back to work. All right, so the next motion on the floor, if I could, I'd like to let Marcel go ahead and read her. Well, okay, before we go on, is our agenda set to expire at 7:30, Bill? At 7.
Yeah.
Set to expire now, or 6 minutes ago, actually. Okay,
yeah.
And I know everyone is eager for many of the things in executive session as well. So does someone have, technically we're past time, which means there'd be no opportunity to extend, but I will skip technically and go ahead and allow, does anyone wish to make a motion to continue in open session? And
I'm moving to adjourn to go to the closed session.
Okay, so we have a move to adjourn.
I will second.
Thank you. Who is the second for the record?
Tracy.
Thank you, Tracy. Any objections? What's also listed on the agenda?
Marcel's motion.
I know, Marcel. That's why I asked if we could get an extension here. I'm not trying to slight you at all. Okay. Is there an objection to the motion to adjourn?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. It's non-debatable, I believe. Let's get on with it. If you support the motion to adjourn, vote yes. If you do not and wish to make a motion for a continuation of time, then vote no. Mr. Vice Chair, can you go ahead?
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes, of course. Go ahead, Campbell.
Isn't this time that we are ordinarily scheduled for? It wouldn't take a motion to extend?
No, it was scheduled to end at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, so we're 8 minutes
past. I
thought
you said 7:30.
That's what I was asking Bill, and then I looked at the agenda, and I saw that it said 10 p.m. Eastern. So, we've been kind of splitting the meetings into an hour and a half open, hour and a half closed. So it's been our fairly standard procedure, unless we've made some other decision in advance. So anyway, let's just let's vote on it, please. If you wish to adjourn, vote yes. If you do not, because you desire to make a motion for an extension of time, then vote no.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes, Campbell.
I think you need to make KPFTX acquainted with that, because the time that's listed on KPFTX for the executive session is different, 10:30.
Yes. Is it really? Thank you, Campbell.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Okay. Well, in theory, someone could have made a motion to adjourn anyhow. I hate it when we don't have everything in uniformity. Okay, that's what it says on KPFTX. Is that where everyone's at? We still have a motion to adjourn.
It says 10 p.m. on KPFTX.
No, 10 p.m.
That's for the 10 p.m. for the start of the executive session.
So, okay. So So then that's what we're at. Okay, folks, let's not waste any more time. We're either going to adjourn or we're going to continue. So we're only going to do one or two things. So if you support, please vote yes. If you do not and you want to continue an open session longer, then please vote no. Mr. Vice Chair, could you be kind enough?
Okay, this is a motion to adjourn open session. Ken Aaron.
Yes.
Thank you. Ivan Alsamay.
Yes.
Thank you. Teresa Allen.
Yes.
Thank you. Nia Bediako?
No, there's a motion to be discussed.
Thank you. Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Thank you. Carolyn Burton?
Yes.
Thank you. Lydia Brazone?
No.
Thank you. Bill Crozier votes yes. Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Thank you. Revlon Gold?
No.
Thank you. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Thank you. Campbell Johnson?
No.
Thank you. Allie Lexa?
Affirmative.
Thank you. Afia Wangaza?
No.
Thank you. Laura Priebus?
No.
Thank you. That was a no, I believe. Marcel Reed?
No.
Thank you. George Ryder? No, I'm here. Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes, to adjourn.
Thank you. Dan Siegel?
Abstain.
Abstain, okay. Alex Steinberg?
Yes, to adjourn.
Thank you. Andrea Turner? Can't hear you, Andrea. Okay, yes, folks. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. No votes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. One abstention. Motion to adjourn passes.
Okay, very good. I'm going to text legal counsel to join us on the call, and I will see you all in, let's say, under 5 minutes, okay? All right? Thank you.